This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Stay focused, Corey.
I can't. You just told me a story.
We like to have fun on this show.
We do.
All right. We got a lot of baseball possibility and baseball content here. Mike, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make your brain explode, and I'm going to mix it up. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever
okay,
be.
Okay, good.
Put a net in front of me and make me field ground balls.
All right. Do you need to vent about how stupid that looked yesterday?
Go on. You got 3 minutes.
I'll tell you what. Jeff Fry's my buddy. I don't agree with some of the things he says on Twitter or social media, but it doesn't mean we're not friends. It just means I just... But I don't get, I want to say it was Cubs spring training, and they have a, I don't know, an 8x10 net or a 10x10 net in front of the pitchers. And so they won't catch the ground ball. They just toss a ball to their left or right. They pretend to catch it or pretend to block it and then go pick up the ball and throw it to first base. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, there's not going to be a net in front of them in the game. And I get it. Don't hit it 100 miles an hour at them. At that point, you're just praying for your life when guys hit comebackers at you that hard. But catch the ground ball, and I get why they're doing it. I think they're doing it because, like, well, we don't want to get anybody hurt. If your pitchers are that unathletic, they're going to trip over their own shoelaces and separate their shoulder when they fall down. They probably shouldn't be in the major leagues. At that point, they're too uncoordinated to play sports.
How close are we to faking the fielding and then faking the throw?
Yeah, just don't even throw if you're that concerned. Actually, yeah, don't even fake the throw. You could definitely
you could hurt yourself by faking.
You can mess up your elbow, mess up a rotator cuff. I mean, you could even twist an ankle just stepping off the mound. So why even do that?
I think it's so weird. We're trying to avoid injury so much that we're causing more injuries.
That is a bizarre dynamic.
Has
by trying to overcompensate
by
you,
going, we don't want to hurt you, so we don't practice football.
Yeah. So
and then we get more injuries in football.
You get on the field and you do this and you fake going through it, and then you get out on the field and you actually pick the ball up and your body's not used to it. Yeah. Your body's not used to having to do some of the motions. We saw it with Dak. Dak's body is not used to running. In the way that he was running, he can jog, I bet, but he's not used to it. So guess what? When he has to run for his life because the offensive line can't block for him, he ends up tearing his hamstring. So like those are the kinds of things that doing the work over and over, the repetitions that matter, they matter to your body. They're going to keep you healthy.
Now, I've got some hopeful predictions, but also some questions for you guys based on going through the top 100. So the top 10 is going to get revealed tonight. So my first question for y'all, just your opinion.
Yeah.
If not Ohtani, who I think we agree will be named the number one player, who do you think is the number one player in Major League Baseball right now?
I'd probably say right now, I'd say Aaron Judge. Even though he concerns me in big time moments in the playoffs that he doesn't have good at bats for the most part.
That's why I think I might not see.
Yeah, and that's you're kind of looking at that, okay, now let's go into that extra clutch. I'll lean towards, though, Aaron Judge, for me, I would probably put it one, but I see that he's not maybe the perfect hitter you want in big situations.
Best baseball player?
If not for Shohei Ohtani.
Mookie?
Okay. Would you consider Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yeah. For sure.
Yes, absolutely.
I do think at this point, like I said, this was a couple weeks ago, I think that his expectation is now he's about to Mike Trout the league.
Yeah.
From about 2012 to 2018. I hope he does. That will be awesome. I do think that's a high expectation that he's going to finish first or second in MVP voting the next 6 years.
Okay, so I'm going to bounce over to hopeful prediction for the Major League Baseball season. You can tell me maybe what you think the probability of this is. Since you mentioned him, Mike Trout stays healthy all year.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's say that's 140 games or whatever. What do you think of the probability? I hope it happens. It'd be neat. But what do you think is the actual probability of that?
Zero.
Zero.
I was going to say 10%.
Damn. How much?
10.
Ugh. Okay. So not very high.
And again, super talented player that we all want to be, you know, to finish his career on a, like, how awesome would it be if the last 10 years of his career, I know that's a long time, he just was back to what he was early on.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, that was just a little blip in the middle of my career.
I would like it if it was the exact same way when he was mostly good, where his team was still terrible,
yeah,
but he was still awesome.
Well, I mean, so now you're wishing hate upon Wash.
At this point, he's not even going to be awesome if he stays healthy because his body has not been healthy since 2019.
Yeah.
It's 2025. Now, he won the MVP in that year, 134 games, hit .291, had an OPS of .1083. 45 home runs, 104 RBIs, 110 runs scored. He was awesome, and he still didn't play in 28 of the games. And I'm not saying he was hurt. They might have just given him rest, probably went on the injured list one time. But he hasn't been healthy in 6 years.
All right. This one could be tough as well. But percent likelihood that Justin Verlander wins enough games to put 300 in sight. So he's at 262.
Oh my
gosh. I don't know if you think that means he would have to win 18 or whatever. And that sounds crazy, except for 2 years ago, he did have 18 wins.
Yeah. I would say he has to stay healthy for three more seasons to have a chance and probably four. And I don't think he can stay healthy and be competitive that long.
Because in 2023, he had 13 wins. But then last year, only five.
If I average him 12, he gets there in year four.
Correct.
And I think that's a fair average where he's at. What, didn't he have like a 5-something ERA last year?
5.48.
Yeah, I don't think
41.
He will.
41.
Yeah, I think
he's
going
42.
I don't think he will. Even if you said 280, I would probably say I don't think he gets to 280.
Okay.
He needs to develop a knuckleball. Develop a knuckleball because he's relied.
Actually, he'd really need.
He's relied his whole career on as being a power pitcher. And now he's got to completely change it up and go get the knuckleball.
Okay, we said if not for Shohei being number one, some of the other players that like you think it could be, Judge, Witt, Soto, Betts, Gunnar Henderson. Give me a sleeper candidate that you think by the time we get to the end of the year, you're like, that was the best player this season. But like not somebody from that group that we just went through.
Your A's guy.
Lawrence Butler.
Is he there yet?
I don't think so, but I do think in that park in Sacramento, as long as he doesn't melt because of how hot it's going to be, I do think that he can have a great year this year, 40 home runs. But I will go with the team that I think is going to win the National League Central. I'm going out on a limb here. I think the first road trip for the Texas Rangers is the Cincinnati Reds. And I think Ellie De La Cruz... I thought last year, a month into the season with the new rules of the bases and everything and what Acuna did the year before at 70, I'm like, he's going to get 100 stolen bases.
Yeah.
I think he has the ability to steal 100 bags. I think Cincinnati is the easiest park to hit in all of Major League Baseball. I think he could, I'm not saying he is, he could have a 4,100 year in his career. That means 40 homers and 100 stolen bases playing shortstop. So to me, and now that they have Terry Francona, I think they're going to be led by the Bruce Bochy of the National League this year.
Now, from the
Jackson Holliday, another option there,
I think Jackson Holliday is an option. Yeah. I want to get back to that in just one second.
I'll throw out, this is a hope. I mean, throw out Wyatt Langford.
So somebody said from the 469, Wyatt Langford from the 214, Jose Ramirez from the 302, Paul Skeens or Tarek Skubal. I'm going to say, what about Julio Rodriguez? That's somebody who I think you could look back and be like, damn, I think he was the best.
When he's good, his team's good. When he's playing well, his team is really, really good.
Edgar Martinez fixed him last year, but I think Edgar only took that as a short-term hitting coach job. Edgar.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think he's the hitting coach this year. I need to go back and look at that because I'd heard last year in Seattle when I was like, gosh, Edgar Martinez fixed everything with Julio Rodriguez because the talent is there. He just needed somebody to teach him. And I remember being in Seattle at the end of the year and they're like, well, Edgar's not coming back. He didn't want to do this as a long-term job.
Now, did you say Jackson Holliday?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's actually going to merge into our next question because I think I would say Jackson Merrill ahead of him.
Okay.
But
what about Churio?
Next, there are a lot of good Jacksons right
Austin
now.
Austin Jackson.
Not that good.
Hopeful prediction. Jackson Holliday and Jordan Walker make good on their potential. How likely do you think it is that both of them will, I mean, because they're 22 for Walker, 21 for Holliday. Obviously, Holliday had a dreadful jump up into the major leagues and had to go back down. Jordan Walker, if you go back to 2023, there was some time where you're like, holy crap, he's going to be awesome. And then they're like,
take over the world.
Yeah, minor leagues.
16 home runs, batting 276, then he dipped down to 201.
Yes.
Here's the hope. I don't know about Jordan Walker. I would push him away. The thing is he's 22. He is 6'6" and 250 pounds. That's similar to at 22 years old where Aaron Judge was, yeah, height-wise, weight-wise, as he entered professional baseball. Aaron Judge at 24 struggled in the major leagues, and then at 25, his full rookie year, wins rookie of the year, unbelievable. I'm not saying Jordan Walker's coming anywhere close to Aaron Judge, but when you're 6'6" as a hitter in the major leagues, it's impossible to have a short swing. Literally impossible, sure, because of how tall you are. So it takes you more time. And sometimes most guys never figure it out. Most teams will tell you we really don't like guys over 6'5" because the swing is so long. It is so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So tough in the major leagues to have that long arms and to have a quick short swing on how great the stuff is in the major leagues. I'll push Jordan Walker away, but he does have time to develop. But I bet the Cardinals give up on him before the time he actually does develop, if he does. And the other one was Jackson Holliday.
Yep.
He has all the talent in the world. Number one overall pick. The problem is he is a smaller guy. So for him to be a guy that maybe reaches the power numbers that make people very special in this league, he might not get there, but to Corey's point earlier on Mookie Betts, he might be a Mookie Betts-like hitter.
I'd like to throw another name into the mix.
Okay.
James Wood from the Nationals.
He has the issue of being
6'7". 6'7", 22 years old.
We've got some giant prospects.
Long power hitter kind of guy, though. And he showed up. He started showing up late in the season last year.
And I picked, obviously, Ellie De La Cruz. He's 6'7", or 6'5", in that range. It's just the bigger and bigger guys are getting into the league. It is just really tough. I'm just trying to look at right now James Wood's numbers last year. In 79 games, struck out 97 times. So that's if he plays a whole year, it's a 200 strikeout guy.
What do you think are the potential odds that we get fully unleashed and healthy Paul Skeens?
I will say this year, 50% to 60%.
Okay.
I hate saying this. I hope it doesn't happen. He's going to blow out here pretty soon.
What?
It's just the way,
like,
it's just the way all humans are built.
Yeah.
I don't know how Nolan Ryan did it. And maybe that goes into weight training and diet back then, that there were, the foods were more organic. Now we have to put everything is organic on certain foods, but yeah, there weren't as many processed foods back then. Weightlifting, he did weightlifting, but not the way they do weightlifting now.
He threw a fake ball and fielded fake grounders.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how he did it, Kevin.
So I think he can't. I think Skeens could have an unbelievable Doc Gooden type of year. Obviously, you would never pitch him as many innings as that when Doc came into the league. But
dude, how good was he last year?
He's going to blow out.
Like, he was awesome last year.
And so that goes along with,
he had a .95 in 23 games.
Is that his whip?
That's his whip.
That's incredible.
Well, he had an ERA under 2.
Yeah. No, he had an incredible run. And so the next question on MLB.com is, if you limited it to pitchers, who's number one right now? Paul Skeens is at the top of their vote list. Is that who you think is the number one pitcher going into the season? Or do you go with somebody else?
Sell and Scooble won the Cy Youngs. Sell so
correct.
Old and has been hurt too. It'd be very tough.
But you know why it's not Scooble? Because when MLB.com had their player rankings up there, they misspelled his last name.
Oh, did they?
So I really hope they fixed it. They left out the K. So it just said S-U-B-A-L, and I was like, where's the respect?
I think actually that's probably the right way to spell it. Because remember last year they forgot Jonah Heim on the list, and they were right about that. So I think they're probably right about this.
So you think it is Tarek Skubal. And we've gotten
what
confused
a tough year
with the
it was,
K at the end of his first name. All right, so would you go Skubal? Or would you still say skeins?
But okay. Scooble's great too. And Scooble actually plays on a good team.
Yeah, that is true.
Pittsburgh's not going to score runs this year again.
That is very
Zach fair. Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler.
I think Zach Wheeler's a great vote.
If he's healthy.
I know you like him a little bit.
Yeah, Garrett Cole's still a great pitcher. It's just a matter of, you know, last year he started, what, the first 2 months he didn't pitch?
Yes, correct.
Dylan Cease?
I don't think he's that, yeah. I don't think he's that high to me.
But I like the other
secondary
ones.
Yeah.
If
Jacob DeGrom stays healthy, he can get in the mix here.
Do you think that the Mariners are going to finally win the AL West?
Not until they do it.
That's
at this point.
Cole Reagans.
Oh,
at this point,
so we always have to bring him.
I will not pick the Mariners. I get how dangerous they are. Yeah. You just talked about Julio Rodriguez.
Been 24 years.
Rosarena will be there the whole year. He helped out their team. You know, some he would go into major slumps. So
Subel.
Yeah, they. Gosh,
like I said,
and nobody's talking to him.
They're right about it.
Hey, MLB Network, fix your graphic.
Mariners have a chance to be great. On paper, they look like a dangerous team, and they always screw it up.
Yeah.
But only for 24 years.
They need Bochy. If they had Bochy, they'd... But we got
Actually,
Bochy. Sorry.
I probably would believe
that. They got Thunder
that.
Dan Wilson.
That's cool.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus the most boring person you know is having the best time of their life. You're going to hear from them next.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind everybody, between now and February 23rd, we got our national contest going on. If you listen on the Odyssey app for at least an hour, you can get an automatic entry every single day for our contest to go see the first two rounds of the College Basketball National Championship on the big screens in Las Vegas. Dude. Plus, take care of your hotel, your airfare, plus you and three of your friends or enemies, if you prefer, spite, will get $5,000 apiece. That's $20,000. All you got to do is hopefully what you're already doing, listening right here on the fan, listening on the app, more specifically, hopefully to the fan, and you get automatically entered into the contest. And now it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
It's wonderful. All you got to do is listen to my segment, and then you're a third of the way there.
Ooh.
Just two more segments after that, then you're done. So if you want to start on Tuesday, Thursday, 11:20, you know, I think that's a wonderful time to start. Maybe just avoid that 6:40 on Thursdays because, you know, he doesn't share with his host what he's actually going to do and ruins their content for the next day. Yeah, I listen. I eavesdrop Peyton. It's time for AM on the FM right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer the question of the day today. Plus, the most boring human you've ever known is having the time of his life right now. You're going to hear from him here in just a little bit, and it just makes me that much more mad about my DFW sports fandom. Get to that in just a second, but the question of the day today is going to actually be based on a conversation that I had with our teammate here, Alex Solis, when we were taping the podcast Double Take, which is going to be up after the show today. I want you to check that out wherever you get your podcast. Got real passionate talking about some music, and it got me thinking for today's show. Wanted to ask you guys, because we all do the same thing, but I want to ask the Tullos, because we have people listening all over the place, all over the world. They do all kinds of different things. In another life, what were you doing for a living? Because all three of us here, all four of us rather, we made it to the broadcast side of things because we're sports fans and, you know, we enjoy educating and entertaining the people out there. But in another life, what do you think you were doing to pay the bills? Because for me, I think it might have still been in the radio media world. but it might have been on the music side of things.
Ooh,
because I am equally as passionate about music as I am sports and all of this entertainment stuff. Like I love music. Yeah. I used to make a lot of it. I'm trying to get back into it, trying to make some free time for that, you know, after the show and whatnot. And that would be fun to explore as like a side hustle or whatnot. But that was always something that growing up, I was trying to pick up instruments. I was taking vocal classes. The choir team in high school tried to recruit me every single year. And I told them no, just because I was like, I'd rather talk, not sing in front of people. And that's how I ended up here. But in another life, I feel like I did something with music, even if it was just talking about it or being a jockey somewhere on a music format station. I feel like that's what I was doing in another life. What were you guys doing for a career in another life?
In the 214, I'm fairly certain there's an alternate universe version of me that sells crack for a living. So that's a possibility for that person.
Goodness.
I would be in LA acting, having my career as an actor. Not one of those like, hey, I'm just going to be in anything kind of guys, you know?
Oh, you're picky.
Yeah, I'm going to actually have a plan to get a couple blockbusters under the belt and then
get
some
what you have to do in LA to get the job.
Art projects. Well, hopefully that's, you know, this is another life, Mike.
Yeah, I know. So are you doing
hopefully
those
hopefully that's not necessarily the same
peanut
in
butter.
That life. Either that or surfing in Hawaii.
Oh,
was
okay.
Dramatically different.
Off the grid.
That is way different.
Just very off the grid. Doing some. I always kind of wanted to own a little suntan shack on the beach somewhere,
the
and just be like,
or whatever,
"Hey, I
yeah.
got stuff for you, man." And then teach some surfing lessons and just enjoy the day and the waves.
Do you think that's how you would talk? Would you be like, I got stuff for you,
probably,
man?
Probably.
Okay.
Like, that's the lifestyle.
Okay.
Just beaching it up.
Fascinating. I would be an attorney. That is what I thought I was going to do for a good chunk of my young life. I was going to major in pre-law. I was prepping all that way. And then we just went a totally different direction. But yeah. A prosecuting attorney, because as I was told, I would not be sympathetic.
So hold on. Did you want to be a defense attorney by any means, though?
Not really.
Or was it because once they said prosecutor, you were like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, that just feels like it probably fits better with my personality and skill set. You know, like, I just don't know how viable I would be up there. I mean, like, this is an innocent man. And
you
like,
believe
you look
this?
Like a jerk.
And they're like, he doesn't even believe it. You could see it on his face.
Yeah, just think. The story I tried to recount about how I couldn't be a defense attorney, mm-hmm. I dropped an F word.
Yep.
So, like, that's how unsympathetic I am. And so, yeah, but a lawyer.
I guess I just always think about if I would have just said, no, I'm not pitching. I'm going to be a first baseman.
Could you Ooh, hit?
Interesting.
I was, yeah. I mean, I was. Look, I'll say it. I was great in high school.
Well,
So I could have. Obviously, colleges wanted me to do both. Only A&M was the only school that said we just want you to pitch.
Okay.
But there was certain teams that didn't like me as a pitcher in the draft out of high school. They liked me more as a first baseman. So I just always wonder how far I would have made it as just, let's say, a first baseman.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I would also love to build water parks. I don't want to necessarily build them, but like build them.
Okay, based on the other thing that you said,
uh-huh.
would at least one of the rides be a surfing based ride?
Yeah, it would be.
Okay. I like that.
I got
also Aqua Slash, just in case. You know what I'm
saying?
Oh,
yeah, I need to watch that.
This is a terrible movie.
Watch it?
No, I didn't watch it, but I can tell.
You don't know.
Look at the pictures. Go Google Aqua Slash.
I did.
If you're of age, and I feel like I have to say that. I don't know why. But go Google it and just look at some of the pictures and be like, this is a movie Kevin would watch. Playing outfield with the Mets, railroad engineer from the 972.
Huh.
I'd be president from the 817. There's a lot of really cool jobs here. Somebody wants to be a public speaker.
I like that.
It's been their dream, but now they have a speech impediment. You can still speak publicly. You
yeah,
got this.
Man. I believe in them.
Kevin has a speech impediment.
I have a random public.
Your voice sounds like you're a young boy.
Oh,
that's an impediment.
Except for lately, since you've gotten sick. It's kind of grown up.
Kevin hit puberty because he got sick. I actually have a random story about public speaking. I was supposed to do a TED Talk in college.
What?
Yeah, but then it got rescheduled because of like schedule conflicts at the venue. and it got rescheduled to a day that I was like triple booked up here. And I was like, I can't get out of that.
What was it going to be about?
So I was going to basically, it was going to be some sort of like self-empowerment. Like I have the PowerPoint somewhere still. I'll dig it up and see if I can send it to y'all. But
no, you need to do it as a segment one day.
I probably could because basically like there was a theme for it. I forget what the phrase was, but there was a very specific theme about like self-motivation that you had to, basically you had to come back from some sort of devastating life event or something and you needed to find your way again. And it was to help people find their way again. And basically I had like the whole story about like I had some medical issues growing up on top of losing my mom at 20 years old, like stuff like that. And then, you know, it was really close to when I started kind of getting more on air reps here and I was hosting shows and I was, you know, interviewing Jerry Jones and whatnot. So I was like, I can show that, hey, if you just have the right, you know, mentality, you can get past these things. So I had it all planned out. I put hours into that presentation and I couldn't get out of work because they rescheduled it because they booked it on the same day that there was going to be a play there.
Wow.
I was so upset, man. That's still like a goal of mine to do a TED Talk.
My sister-in-law has done one where she stood in front of the people
That's so cool.
And I was really impressed. I was like, I didn't know you could do all that stuff.
That is so cool.
She's smarter than me by a lot though, so I probably shouldn't know.
Does it have the big TED sign behind her?
Yeah, a big old TED sign. Aww. She works at St. Jude, so it was
okay. You
know, it was also had a deep meaning and purpose.
Yeah, I mean, that's what good TED Talks are, man. That was my favorite time, like in high school, whenever like a leadership teacher or a coach would say, we're watching a TED Talk today. Two reasons. One, I was probably going to learn something. Two, we weren't doing much in class. So it was like, it was a win-win. It was like, okay, we're not doing any real work, but if I pay attention, I'm probably going to walk away from this a better person at like 16 years old. So I'm like, yeah, that's some good stuff there. So I'm a big TED Talk guy. I'm a big public speaking guy, even though growing up, I was like the shyest kid you would have ever met.
But you overcame that.
I did.
You're in radio.
I still got like the screenshots of when I posted that I got the job here a little over 5 years ago now that all my like elementary school teachers commented and they're like, you radio
of all people,
what? I'm like, yeah.
How many of your elementary school teachers are you friends with?
Probably like each grade, you know.
Good because question.
Because they find you after. And my mom was a huge PTA parent, so she was like best friends, and like we are still family friends with a lot of these like teachers. They'll send us Christmas cards and stuff. So it's like they like to keep in touch with some students and whatnot. It's like, yeah, cool. Some of my old coaches still keep in touch. So it's like it's really cool to see when they'll like randomly text in. It's like, what are you doing?
Okay,
teach our youth.
I wish I had kept in touch with Ms. Valdez. You know
how come?
Oh, you know why.
Oh, no.
Oh, Miss Hill. Oh, my God.
All right. I do know that the most boring person you've ever known is having the time of his life right now. His name is Jalen Hurts, and he is the Super Bowl 59 MVP. He is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. I was just scrolling TikTok, as one does, at like 9:30 last night, and this was the first video that came up when I opened the app from ESPN. It was at his little Disney trip post-Super Bowl. They did rapid fire questions with him. If I'm the admin, I'm not even posting this. This is so boring. Just he was so uninterested.
The following program.
That's a snack segment. I should probably queue up the wrong thing.
He was out on that completely.
You know, so we'll play this one because Adobe hates me.
How many unread text messages do you have after winning the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure.
When was the last time you were starstruck?
Says nothing here and shrugs.
Funniest thing a fan has ever said to you during a game. What's a classic movie you've never seen?
If I've never seen it, how am I supposed to know?
Funniest NFL player you've
That's a fair ever answer. Done.
Could the average person run for 1 yard in an NFL game if they had 10 tries?
I'm sure a wise coach can make it happen.
Your iPhone wallpaper was the last Super Bowl game that you played in. Have you changed it yet?
I got no plans. It's just a wallpaper.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
Watch my older brother.
Would you rather play in the snow or in the rain? Would you rather stiff arm someone or juke them? What was the moment you realized you were actually a Super Bowl champion? Has it hit you yet?
It's the process, and it's just enjoying everything that's coming with it. Just think about my teammates, the year that it's been for us.
He goes humble pie. Think about my teammates, you know. And it's like, dude, they're trying to have fun with you. You're in the middle of Disney.
They were asking him one-word questions. They were like, you need to pick between this or that. He was just answering that.
But I
also
how
don't think there's much depth there.
There was a third of those questions where he just stood there and he shrugs his shoulders. You know, and favorite player growing up, my brother. It's like, oh, cute, whatever. Like, dude, come on. You just won the Super Bowl MVP.
Be happy.
Give us some content, man.
Do you think he felt bad because he knew he didn't deserve the MVP?
Honestly, yeah. And that still kind of bothers me because, like, you know, I did see a tweet last night that was like, I feel like there's probably 18 quarterbacks, which I think is a reach, that could have won the Super Bowl with that offense and that defense. 18's probably a reach, but you see some of the throws he was making. You guys even set it up perfectly on Monday. I think it was that pass to Jahan Dotson down the sideline that was a touchdown until it wasn't.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a great throw.
No.
It was just Dotson got away from his guy.
It was underthrown.
And, you know,
honestly,
I'm just a Philadelphia Eagles hater. So the fact that, you know, he's going out there and giving ESPN absolutely nothing for them to post. But, you know, they got to post content. So I get it. But the most boring person you know is Jalen Hurts. And he's having the absolute time of his life. And I hate it. I really do. And that's AM on the FM. Kendrick Lamar taught me that hatred gets you places. So.
Wow. That is, I could see that.
Is that what his rap songs are about? I don't
know. Some of them. Okay. Not all of them. Some of them.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Let's make a long shot pick for next season's NFL MVP. Next on the Fan.
Sanders takes his time. Lost one in the air.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here
we go!
And we start with Jason Witten. He said he never talked to Jerry about the Cowboys coaching job, but hopes to one day.
Well, and what?
That's right.
What was all the chatter for?
Jason Witten is officially throwing his hat into the ring.
I think, well, he threw it out of the ring.
The Dallas Cowboys head coach in 2028.
I didn't hear that. He said he would love to get into coaching one day.
That is what I've determined.
He already is coaching.
In the NFL.
Back-to-back champ.
The NFL. Specifically with Jerry Jones.
He didn't say that.
And
did he say specifically with Jerry
Jones?
Looks like he knows that Shoddy has 3 to 4 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Is that on his, that's what his contract is?
Four, right?
Yeah. But
he's going to coach for 4 years then.
So you say he doesn't say that, but let's read between the lines.
No, let's read the lines.
Okay.
Read the actual lines.
You can't actually read lines, they don't have any letters.
What do you,
just a line.
Whenever you whenever you're an actor,
said read the lines.
Mike, your lines are.
He said read between the lines. That's where the word, that's where letters are, where you can make words.
I'm just going to read it. Sure. It's part of my long-term goal. I did not talk to Jerry about it. I think they went through a process for them and got to a place where they felt like Brian Schottenheimer was the guy. I never worked with Brian or any of that, but I'll always pull for the Cowboys. But of course, yeah, that's a long-term goal of mine to one day get back there when the right opportunity comes. He means to the Dallas Cowboys.
So Brian Schottenheimer was always the option is what it sounds like.
So they say.
Again. Like
or
every,
they asked him if he would lie in exchange for them being the coach in 2020.
It seems like every person that was kind of noted in this has been... No, I actually never really talked to Jerry about this. You know, it seemed like they already had an idea of who they wanted.
All right, so here's my real question. Does he coach high school the next 3 years and just become the Cowboys head coach? Or do you think he coaches high school this year? I need to know how old.
I think it's that second one and then becomes like some sort of pro
coach. I need to find out how old his youngest son is on the Argyle Liberty. Am I saying that right?
Argyle Liberty Christian.
Yeah. Is because let's just say he's going into his junior year. Next year, then that would mean he coaches high school two more years.
I got what you're
and
saying.
And then his third year, like then he would be part of the Cowboys staff for 1 year and then become the head coach the next year or be part of the staff for 2 years if Shoddy plays out his
contract. Deal. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, but I feel like he's announcing his intentions. Now, what the hell is going on with ESPN and Pro Football Talk? ESPN had a little graphic up earlier say, breaking news, the Jets are not moving on with Aaron Rodgers. Right now, the main story on Pro Football Talk is Jets announced they're moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Did they not listen to our show more than a week ago?
I guess not.
Like, what the hell?
Listen to us, Pro Football Talk and Espen.
Yeah.
Know what you're talking about by listening to our show.
Get your crap together.
Yeah, we'll get that crap out there for you immediately.
Now, Mike, how would you like to see this change? Because I will give Pro Football Talk credit for this. This is a much more up-to-date article. The Pittsburgh Steelers have reportedly called about the availability of Trevor Lawrence. Do you think he would do well in Pittsburgh? And also, do you think they wouldn't trade him because they think he's the best in Jacksonville?
Well, it sounds like what Pittsburgh is hoping is that the Adelsons buy the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And I know not everything has to be about that.
They already have a team in Vegas.
That's true.
Yeah, so they don't need to buy that one.
Yeah. Undercut they already have a football team in Vegas.
I can't imagine Jacksonville, after giving him $55 million a year, Trevor Lawrence, it hasn't even kicked in until this upcoming season,
yeah,
that they would then trade him for, I don't know, what, Pittsburgh would have like the 20th pick in the draft or something? Because they...
Yeah.
And you're not going to get a future good pick out of them.
Yeah,
either.
Like if you're Jacksonville, let's just say you do that. I get it, to be honest. I know that what Khan said to us is he's the greatest quarterback in the NFL. I don't know what you're talking
top
about.
Top 10 in QBR.
But
which is
if you trade him now with a new coach and you say, hey, new coach, we don't have a quarterback and we're probably not going to take one in this year's draft. Good luck. I would hope you go to, I would love for Trevor Lawrence to go to Pittsburgh. I think he'd be in a quality organization with a quality coach with some talent around him. Not a lot, but some. He would have a better chance to succeed than staying in Jacksonville.
By the way, we did get the vote breakdown of Super Bowl MVP. 12 votes for Jalen Hurts. Then 8 votes for people who were paying attention to the game. 4.5 went to Josh Sweat and 3.5 to Cooper DeJean.
Look, man, they shut down one of the most prolific quarterbacks in the game.
Yes!
Especially when it comes to that one. They shut them down for the most part. And like I'm looking at that game going, the offense did its part, but the defense was the reason they won.
It really would have been cool in the first ever. I don't think you can do this if the voters would have said, hey, you get together and say, let's just give the MVP to the starting four.
Yeah.
The that front would four be pretty
of
amazing.
The Eagles. So somehow like the defensive front four got the MVP. Because I guess I'm assuming Harvey Martin and Randy White got the exact same amount of votes.
I believe that is correct.
So like, well, they both win MVP, but that would have been cool if you'd have just said, hey, these starting four get the MVP.
How much revenue, ad revenue, do you think Fox generated for the Super Bowl?
$200 billion.
Ooh, I thought you were going to be closer.
$200 trillion.
No, you're going in the wrong direction.
National deficit.
800. What is the national deficit?
Who knows?
We're stopping sending those.
All right, stop. No, I know what you're going to say. $800 million in advert. Yes, we had that conversation off air. $800 million in Super Bowl revenue.
That's it?
He was the first ever millionaire.
What?
Thank
That's
you.
It?
That seems low.
For
the Super Bowl. It seems like you should be cracking a billion. If we're not running a B out there, what are we even doing?
Sounds like our show we did on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. What a waste.
Okay, shut up, Mike. I'm still upset about that.
Did we get to 80,000?
Yes, we got to 83,000.
Well, at least we gave them pennies. You can do stuff with pennies.
How many more shows?
8 more after this segment.
Okay.
Actually, soon you won't be able to do stuff with pennies anymore.
I heard we're taking away the penny.
It costs 2 cents. That's a good point. So
much for Lincoln.
All right. And Nebraska.
Stay focused.
Are you saying that to us?
No, I'm talking to myself.
Okay.
All right. I know you wouldn't do it for this Super Bowl, but would you buy Super Bowl confetti in a can? Because, and look, I don't know if I believe
it could
this
be
is
any confetti.
I know. This is what I don't necessarily believe happened. So the realist, which there you go, you know, it's authentic.
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jerry. They
are selling beer can style containers from the Eagles Super Bowl victory for $60 a piece. Oh. In the quote, confetti collected from the field as the Philadelphia Eagles celebrated their second championship, blah, 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 blah.
All right, so
look, it could just be the confetti that you had too much of before you loaded it up to dump onto the field.
I don't know. How can I say it's stupid? I collect paper.
That's a good point. Me too.
That's a fact. I was at an OK Go concert at the Granada, and throughout the concert, Adrian was like, "This is so cool," because they had two giant confetti cannons.
Awesome.
And they were just loading these suckers up, and boom, boom, everywhere. It was all over the place. Right around the end of the concert, you see a couple guys running around with bags collecting, because they were out of confetti. So they were collecting it off the floor and then tossing it back in.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I do think that this is possible. And I still have confetti that, like, from New Year's Eve 3 years ago that's still stuck in our light somewhere.
Whoa.
So I think it's okay. I think it's all right. But no, I wouldn't buy confetti. I want something else.
Can you guys give me a long shot pick for NFL MVP next year? And I'll try to give you the betting odds. Obviously, there's a lot of different
long shot
you could pick.
Long shot pick for MVP.
Yeah, like, don't give me Lamar Jackson or Mahomes or Allen or Burrow.
Corey, who finished second in MVP 2 years ago?
Damn it.
I honestly don't know the answer,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, you do.
Nobody's talked about it lately.
Oh, my God.
It was Dak Prescott.
Oh, it was Dak Prescott.
If Dak Prescott's healthy, how does he not win?
Long shot. Give me the numbers.
Man, I don't see him.
Holy
crap. No, there he is.
Okay.
He's 33-1,
yep,
along with Baker Mayfield and Trevor Lawrence and Brock Purdy.
What about Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley, 25-1, along with
Zeke,
Jordan Love,
Zeke,
and CJ Stroud. Not Zeke. Alex.
He's coming back this year.
No, for who? Yeah.
Cowboys.
It's like the new Bridget Jones movie. Who is that for? Like,
I haven't seen any of them.
I've never seen 2025. Alec, do you have a long shot MVP that's not Zeke?
Steve DeBerg.
No, not Steve DeBerg.
Coach.
Brock Purdy.
Okay, Brock Purdy, right alongside Dak Prescott, 33-1. If you want,
Brock's never finished.
Justin Jefferson.
To go with Shador Sanders.
No, I don't.
You can get him or Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy for 66-1. No, I did not. Justin Jefferson.
Penix.
It's not. Justin Jefferson.
It's like Bo Nix, except you add P.E. in front of
it's
the
100-1.
Absolutely.
It's not Bo Penix either.
Yeah,
all
no,
right.
He took the P off of his.
And Quinn Ewers is 500-1.
You need
if
to
you
borrow
want
my peen. It's a pen.
Yeah, because there's no IX on
sorry,
the end. Once you put IX on pen, it changes.
So does that mean you would go to the zoo to see the penguins? Like, that's not what it is.
Yeah, it's the penguins.
Yeah, there's no X on penguins.
At the perverted zoo, that's where you're going.
I've never said penguins.
Oh, God help us. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
U doesn't make it like a hard letter.
What are you even saying?
On a penguin.
I'm sorry, what is your contention?
Penguin.
If you put X at the end of a word, then it turns the vowel into a hard vowel.
Is that right?
Penix.
Coming up next.
It's been good knowing you, Mike.
Well, look, X at the
no!
end.
No.
We don't say
no.
We don't say bonnet.
Shut up, Mike.
Why do we say Xmas? I've never understood that.
Bardo.
Coming up next. Do you care?
I'm gone.
About the Four Nations face off? Do folks even know what it is? Maybe a little Mavs talk too. Who knows at this point? Next on The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.